Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hello, Audra, are you there?
Yes.
How are you doing this wonderful morning?
Tired.
I know. Yeah. I bet you're tired, right?
And we are interrupting her.
I know. I know. And I'm sure you're wondering what the heck is going on right now. Well, first, let me introduce myself. My name is JC Chavez, and I got Kelly Raspberry and Big Al Mack and my friend Jenna Owens. And we are part of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay.
You're incredibly special, and a lot of people care about you, and a lot of people love you, and they want us to know about you. One of your friends actually wrote us a letter, and if you don't mind, we want to read that to you right now.
A friend wrote you a letter.
Yes, ma'am. It's not, and I'll preface this by saying, it's good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
And what friend was that that wrote the letter?
Oh, you will find out. You will find out, Miss Audra.
Hold on there, young lady.
Yes, ma'am.
I can tell you do not tolerate nonsense, so let's just dive right in.
All right.
It starts, I am the children's church leader in our little church in Tupelo, Mississippi. We have four children who started coming to church with their aunt, who have stolen my heart. Their mother, Audra, who is a single mom, works at a local hotel cleaning rooms. She has to work whatever shift she's given, often taking extra shifts to pay the bills. And most of the time, she has to work on Sunday, so she can't bring the kids. My husband and I pick them up so that they can come to church. The children are ages 13, 12, 10, and 6, three girls and a little boy. They all live in a rundown apartment complex on the bottom floor. And back in the summer, her upstairs neighbor's apartment flooded, which in turn flooded her apartment. Didn't have renter's insurance, and the apartment complex refused to help in any way. Had no way of cleaning up the mold and mildew that occurred as a result of the flooding. So we helped her replace some small things, but she still has several larger things that need to be replaced. And that is from a woman I hope you know named Sonia.
Sonia
Main, yes.
Sonia Main.
And Sonia's on the phone right now. Hi, Sonia.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, how are you doing?
Miss Sonia. Now she's smiling.
Hey, I don't blame you. Crazy people call you on the phone and you don't know what's going on.
You're probably thinking we're calling you to ask you for something because we want something from you, when in fact, all we want from you is
your love.
Your love and affection. And
and we want to help you out.
And we want to help you out if you don't mind, Miss Audra. Is that cool?
Thank you.
Because you know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and grant Sonia's wish. It's a Christmas wish.
Yeah, you probably don't know what that means, so we're going to break it down for you.
Yeah,
right here.
Basically, her wish is for you and your family to have a wonderful Christmas this year. And obviously, with your apartment flooding, you probably had to spend a lot of your hard-earned money that you were going to use towards Christmas this year. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So, first of all, we need to find out about your kids
so
that we can hook them up with some presents.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about them and what they're into?
My oldest daughter is Andrea. She likes makeup, and she likes the glittery and the flashy stuff.
Yeah.
She likes the glittery, flashy stuff.
I like her already.
Hey, she's a 13-year-old. You know, that's what they're into.
What about the 12-year-old?
She likes the art stuff. You know, she likes to draw and do the color patterns, and she likes books. And
okay.
She cooks.
Oh,
nice.
She's more laid back. She's not like her sister.
All right.
She's laid back. She don't do too much.
And what about your 10-year-old?
Aslan, he likes dinosaurs and cars and Digimon.
Digimon? Is that like a video game or something?
The books and the movies, Digimon, like Pokemon.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, Digimon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And your 6-year-old, what's your 6-year-old's name?
Azaria.
Azaria.
I love that name.
She just likes, she likes unicorns and butterflies.
I like her already, too.
She's like my 5-year-old.
Yeah.
She just likes the cute stuff.
Yeah.
I like that. And what about you? What are you into, Audra?
I like Dean Koontz books.
I love how much y'all read.
Yeah. It's a reading family over here. Here's what we're going to do for your family, thanks to Sonia letting us know about you. We're going to hook you up with a Visa gift card, compliments of Conn's Home Plus, and you take that gift card and you buy yourself whatever you need for Christmas, whether it be a tree and some food, you get yourself some cookbooks for your daughter,
some books or art,
whatever you need to get so that you can get yourself that Christmas you guys deserve.
And have something under that tree.
And have something under that tree so that those kids look forward to waking up on Christmas morning with some presents. and take tons of pictures for us because we want to see the joy in their faces.
Okay.
Do we have a deal, Miss Audra?
Maybe yes. Sonya can go with you and help you shop.
That'll be fine. I would love that.
And that's so nice of you, Sonya, to pick up the kids and take them to church every Sunday.
Yes, sir.
They're my babies. I just love them, and I felt so bad for them this summer, and there was not much more that we could do, but maybe this can, you know, take care of her concerns during Christmas.
That's awesome.
And you know what? We're going to be praying that next year goes a lot better than this year went for you. Okay, Audra?
Okay.
Because you just keep that chin up.
I love you, Audra. Thank you, Miss Tony. We love you, too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Housekeeping. Audra? Hello? Audra? Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Honey, I love you. I love you, your kids, and you know that we're here for you. I never dreamed that they would pick you, but this is amazing, and I just really hope that this will help out for Christmas.
Thank you, Miss Sonya, because I didn't know what I was going to do. I've been trying to get, you know, I don't be wanting to work, but I because I be wanting to come to church, too, and I told them, you know,
I know.
You can leave Sunday out. I don't care about working through the week, but at least give me Sunday off so I can go to church.
Yeah.
And I'd be missing too much, and they act like they don't understand it.
They don't.
They really don't.
They don't.
They just got the heater working in the apartment. We had no heat for like 3 months.
Oh, Audra.
And so I had to go buy a heater. I had to go buy some blankets. So it has been rough, Miss Honey. I'm trying everything I can, and it's like, I ain't getting nowhere. I mean, it's like,
this is going to help you, honey.
And I'm just having a lot going on right now.
Well, you let me know when this card comes, and I will go with, me and Jeff will go with you, and we'll help you, okay?
Okay. Hey, we're too.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
A deserving family. You can do that right now if you go to KidNation.com and get that Christmas wish granted.
And visit Conn's Home Plus to make it happen this holiday season with electronic gifts that everyone has on their list.
Happy Holidays from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we are getting a lot of text messages regarding this last Christmas wish.
Because Miss Audra,
yeah,
sweet.
Such a sweet woman. Now, we have a guy on the text. We call him Nick, not the producer. This man is tough to break.
He is broken. Tough because sometimes he's supportive and sometimes he's critical.
He's tough. He's a tough Kid Nation member. Mm-hmm. And he said, "This is my favorite one of them all. What a sweet, tough lady." And then he texted again after that.
Oh.
I love her.
Good.
I'm telling you, this Nick is tough to break, man.
Nick, we're just trying to make you happy.
My favorite was when she answered the phone. She was having none of our nonsense.
Of it. Yeah. Who's this?
Yeah.
Quickly turned.
Right.
From the text.
Fake calls she gets. She's probably like, I got to get back to work.
What do you want, telemarketers? Yeah, that's the vibe we got from her. Like, she does not put up with anything.
Right.
Really, I was doing okay. Just finished my makeup.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry about that. We gave the mascara alert. We told you. During this time of year, just wait until after we run the Christmas wish. It'll be all good.
My man Mitch chimed in.
What did Mitch say?
Chattanooga. Said, man, that's what it's all about. High fives, everybody. My man Mitch.
Also, this was the majority of the text messages we received. This was the universal message that you were sending out, Kid Nation. Is there any way we listeners can send gift cards to some of the Christmas wish recipients like Miss Audra? She sounds like she deserves much more than she has.
You have a lot of great wishes, and people are touched by different ones.
Yeah. Sure. What's up, White Chatter?
Well, the easiest way, I think, to do that is if you do want to help and can help, just send us a text. 800-543-3548.
Yeah.
And say which family you'd like to help, and I will respond with either a PayPal address, email address that you can donate directly to, or an address you can send a gift card to as well.
Okay.
I think that's the easiest way. And then, like, on Audra's, we're going to send all that to Sonia, who's helping her and taking the kids to church and stuff, and she's going to handle all that.
Man, awesome. That wish was as real life as it gets, man.
Yeah.
When we were trying to place it on hold, and then she's working.
She's at work. Yeah.
Working hard.
So.
What an awesome woman.
Yeah.
I loved how she was tough with us at first.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Miss Audra. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What?
Because when you're going through such difficult times, you kind of create a shell. You know, you gotta be tough. So I know. But then to see the other side of it, you know.
It takes a tough woman to do what she's been doing for her family. And hey.
Amen.
I love that. I love that about her. All right, Kid Nation. So we hooked up Miss Audra with that Christmas wish. Make sure you go to KidNation.com and let us know of a family that you feel deserves a Christmas that they may not get this year so that we could help them out. But right now, we want to hook you up with a little Christmas present. Christmas has come early in the form of the Kid Nation Christmas tree. Yeah, we're the fun family members that say, go ahead and open one early. Why not?
Just one.
Just one, though. Just one. You can see what we have under the Kid Nation Christmas tree at KidNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that phone number you need to call right now to claim your present is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
How many days until Christmas, Big Al?
That would be 14.
14. Caller number 14. Since that's how many days we have until Christmas, you get to pick your present.
Which means Christmas is on a Tuesday.
It is on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Going up on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part-time Justin has decided to dive into my realm recently. And I found this shocking, Big Al, because he was one of the last people I expected to get into this because he gives me crap over my Fortnite love, too, like you guys do.
Okay.
Yes. So, with thanks to the office Christmas party and the giving spirit of George, Boss Man, I won and I watch at the Christmas party.
Oh, that's funny. You already have one.
Yes, I do. I already have one. So I went back and exchanged it for a gift card, and I got a PlayStation 4.
Why did you get a PlayStation?
An extra game controller.
What?
The game God of War and Soul Calibur and Call of Duty Black Ops.
If I were you, I would have asked for a gas card because you can't even look at
food.
You can't return the item and get a different gift card to somewhere else.
Number one, good call on God of War, because that was the video game of the year.
It is, and it is so good.
You started playing?
Yes, I already started playing. It's this bald, big, muscle man who's, like, walking around, and he's, like, trying to teach his son how to hunt and fight zombies and, like, monsters and stuff. It is so cool. I video games are so much fun.
I didn't know you were into that kind of thing.
I did. I played them whenever I was younger, and then I didn't get the PlayStation 4, so I just stopped playing after the PlayStation 3.
Okay.
So, but now I got it. Now we're here. I'm still trying to figure out how to set it up. Just a little bit. You got to connect to the network. You got to make a username, everything like that.
Yeah.
And I did create a username. Guess what my username is on the game system world?
What's your tag?
My tag is Daffodil Dancer 10.
That's impossible to find.
Do they have like a
just type it in.
Like a RuPaul Drag Race video game?
I don't know.
Daffodil Dancer 10?
Yeah.
Remember, that's what he wants to name his baby.
Was Daffodil Dancer. Daffodil. Yeah, I want to name my kid Daffodil.
That means nine other people thought of that name or something?
Daffodil Dancer 139 already taken?
No, Daffodil Dancer was not taken.
Okay.
But I guess I can go back and get rid of 10. But 10 is a good number. Also, did you know that video games is just like social media? You get followers.
Yes.
You can follow other people and share pictures of like some cool... I didn't know that. It's like social media, but for video games.
Yes.
What?
It's for people that are in the same community as you. And then you get into smaller communities based on the games you play.
And they can text you and call you.
Uh-huh.
And you can have group messages.
If you want, yeah.
Off of the PlayStation 4.
You could even join parties, Justin, and have a headset on and talk to your friends while you're watching TV or Netflix or whatever.
My social life just got a whole lot better. Watch out, Ninja. I'm coming for you. Ready Player One. Here we go. Wow.
You're going to get Fortnite, too?
I guess so. JC, we can play Fortnite together.
I know. It's free.
Ow! This is exciting.
Oh, can I borrow Black Ops when you're done with it?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
Yes.
We have a whole other reason when you're late to work. We're, you know, it's Justin's playing video games.
Yeah. Video games. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
I know. I'm excited. I was like eating popcorn, playing video games.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. You're going to come in looking...
disheveled.
Looking disheveled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is tough to put it down at night.
If you
start playing at night, just don't do it because you will not go to sleep.
It gives me something better to do than scrolling on Instagram because that's what I've been doing. And one of my goals for next year is just to stay off Instagram for at least a month.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, for 2019.
That's your resolution?
I spend like 5 hours on Instagram a day, huh?
Yeah, what about a book?
Who wants to read?
Books are good, dude.
People that want to get more smart.
But in the video games, you do read because sometimes they don't have dialogue. You're reading like little quotes.
Yeah, you're not reading.
Helpful reading.
I've often told you guys that video games help you with your brain because you got to do problem solving on the go.
Yes, you do. No, they don't.
Yes, you do.
This is where we start to have issues. Is I am fine with y'all playing video games. Uh-huh. If you just accept it for what it is, it's somewhat mindless entertainment.
Yeah.
No, but I'm using it. It helps your brain. You're problem solving. There are puzzles. You have to be thinking on the go. You get put in stressful situations.
You can say that about The Bachelorette.
Kelly Olsen.
Yeah. Or Instagram.
Yes, I'm getting valuable dating advice.
Like The Bachelorette, I was surrounded by like 4 rowdy people on Fortnite. Mm-hmm. And I had to figure out how to get myself out of the situation and come out on top.
And get a rose.
How does that help you in life?
Because what if I'm faced with 4 dudes trying to do something to me?
Ninja's making millions of dollars.
Whatever happened to Marmar and who were your 12-year-old friends you were playing with?
Reaper
and Marmar?
They're still playing, yeah.
Y'all still friends?
I don't play with them as often because they're in school.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I do
one's
play.
One's always grounded. Yeah.
My number ones now are these guys. They're in college and stuff, so they get to play with me during the day.
Well, add me to that list, JC.
Me and Superfly Ninja.
Daffodil Dancer 10.
They don't have those pesky college classes.
My boy, Atiki Torch. Atiki Torch just graduated college, so now he's got a job, so I don't play with him that much. My dude Galindo, he also got a job, so he can't play.
What would y'all's game's name be? Like, if Kelly you were to come up with one.
Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
No, you know your nickname.
Big Red.
Yes.
Yeah. Big Red.
Big Red.
Big Red.
Big Red 13.
Big Al.
Daffodil Dancer 1 through 9.
Oh. How about Potato Head?
Potato Head.
Sure.
Potato Head.
Yes. Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
Jetta?
Probably Baby J.
Baby J. That's a good
Lion Face would be good.
Lion Face.
Yeah.
Lion
Face 5, that's your favorite number
Lion
2, right?
Lion Face.
That's a good one.
Is yours again, JC, or you don't get
mine's
it out?
Boring. Mine's just J-SI5.
What?
Well,
Instagram handle.
That's my everything handle.
That's
universal.
That's why I said I'm Kelly Raspberry. Yeah. And y'all made fun of me.
Gosh, it should have been Chupacabra.
Yeah, I know.
Chupacabra.
I would have loved for it to be Chupacabra, but I wasn't thinking about cool names back then.
I could never spell it.
Yeah.
And I switched it from before because I forgot my old name.
You forgot.
Yeah, I had a different one, so I had to get rid of that and start over. That's why I got J-SI5. But it was something
like
really
Betsy
cool.
Betsy or something? What was it?
I think it was
what was that girl's name?
Huh?
Betsy?
No, that's
what they call you?
Bridget? Betsy was my ex-girlfriend. I did date a Betsy.
Oh.
What was my name? Was it
your gamer name?
Sips All Day or something. It was something all day.
Something
all day. Sups all day.
Sups all day? Like supplements?
No, like
such a
like I'm
head.
Up all day. Like I'm sups all day.
Sups
all day.
Is like, huh?
Yeah, because up all day was taken, so I had to put a different letter in there.
Was short for supplement.
Yeah, but that was before workout, JC.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Something
chicken,
all day.
Chicken breast all day?
Yeah.
Something all day.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I was a Madden player. Oh, I did win money playing Madden back in the day.
And you're playing that golf thing, too, now.
Golf Clash?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in a tournament right now.
Are you in a golf tournament? Huh.
Yeah.
Like during the show?
No, I already got my 9 holes in. I qualified. Oh.
Did you see that game where you sit on a toilet and get the golf ball into the hole?
Yeah, yes, at the Christmas
what
party.
What's
it called? Hold on. I'm taking away the most drunk award from Don, now giving it to Justin.
No, I was
nope,
good.
I'm giving
what are
it to you
talking
now.
About? It was the gift at White Elephant. It was also featured on my What I Like segment like months ago.
I just thought it was really cool, and I just wanted to bring it up and talk with you guys about it, okay?
I don't remember everything that was at the White Elephant. I think I left my White Elephant gift. I don't know.
You don't know what you got?
You know what you got?
I got wine charms that were like dogs that lay around the stem of the glass, but I don't know what happened.
Oh, the Weiner dogs.
I don't know where they are.
Oh, or the mimosa kit.
Somebody took them.
The mimosa kit was what I brought. Very popular.
Who took the eggs?
George.
Jenna's eggs.
Someone brought a cooler with a sign that said Jenna's eggs for my upcoming freezing.
Yeah. We're going to scramble them later for breakfast.
Yeah.
All right, let's give away this toy real quick.
Uh-oh.
All right, Kid Nation, we asked you to call in so you can claim your present from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. Hello, Amber.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
I am good. How are you?
Doing excellent. Congratulations. You are caller number 14. You get to claim a present.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. What are you up to right now? So which present did you decide to go with?
The Xbox One X.
The Xbox One X. That is the second one taken.
Oh, wow. So that's the hot one.
That's a hot one right there. Congratulations. And thank you to Cons Home Plus for hooking it up right there with that one. Are you going to become a gamer now, Amber?
So I have 5 kids, and I'm pretty into the gaming system, so.
All right.
5 kids, so you'll probably need to make another visit to Cons Home Plus to make it happen this holiday season with electronic gifts that everyone has on their list, young lady.
All right, Amber. Will you enjoy that Xbox One X? Just like that. It was that simple to win. All you have to do is call in, and we got another prize to give you here in less than 1 hour. Hold on for us, Amber. We got you all set up. That's how we give away presents from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. Yes, White Cheddar, you coming in for something?
Well, just something really quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think, by the way, we're going to send PTJ over to the store to buy some of those Post Malone Crocs.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah, they go on sale at the store, I think, at 10.
This okay. Morning.
So we're going to try to get some for everybody? Or?
I thought what we'd do is we'd buy a few pair, if they let us buy a few pair, to give away.
Okay.
And maybe next week we go crocking around the Christmas tree. What do you think?
Oh, I like
it.
Crocking around.
How much do I have to pay to not wear them?
Well, the thing, no, you have to. Well, either you love them or you hate them.
Okay.
The other thing is if he can't get the Post Malone, I think I'm just going to tell him to buy some randos that we can give away.
Yeah.
Some rando Crocs?
Yeah, just like goofy ones because they have all kinds of goofy ones. So.
Hey, I keep seeing all the kids at high schools. They're rocking them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crocs.
Rock the
Crocs.
Crocs
life right now.
Yeah. Rock the Crocs.
We went ahead and made the decision. We're going to go ahead and do it. No approval needed from Boss Man George.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
We're deviating.
We're spending money on $60 Crocs.
Oh, yeah.
They're Post Malone Crocs.
Yeah.
I will wear some of those. Absolutely.
Do you think we should buy, like, what, size 10, 8, 7, 6?
I mean, 13, 6? But yeah, you go ahead and do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, what's the most popular shoe size?
For women, 10? I think it's 7.
Okay.
And no, that's old school.
Eight.
We're a little bigger now.
Oh, really?
Kelly's got the broken toe, too, so you get a little bit bigger.
Yeah, go one size up.
You're buying them for us, or we're giving them
away? No, we're giving them away.
Okay, no, I don't want them.
All right, thanks, Kelly. All right, let's do a little Does That Make Me Crazy. Kid Nation, that phone number you need is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
People are going to be watching Justin when he goes to the store and walks out with about 15 pairs of Crocs.
Nice.
Thinking he's crazy. Does
Absolutely.
That make him crazy? Yes, it does. And also, for example, these are the things that you do that you think are normal, and we got to let you know after you ask us, does that make me crazy, if you're crazy or not.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, from the text, I use a bobby pin to clean out my ears, and whenever I do this, I get a tickle in my throat, and I cough like crazy. I love it so much. Does that make me crazy?
You gotta be careful with that.
Oh,
but
your ears connected to your throat tickle.
I've seen old guys do it with like car keys.
That's weird.
I ordered a luxury car kid's car for Weezy.
That's crazy.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy. Crazy dog
owner.
Well,
I'm trying to share things with y'all.
That's fine. That's the point of this bit right here. Just to share.
To see it.
To share your crazy. I can't wait to see it. 800 Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? So pick up those phones and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800 what?
5-GEEK-IT.
5-GEEK-IT. Well, I just went completely.
It's your toe, Kelly.
You good?
It's
what?
Your toe.
You good, bro?
It's your toe.
How many times have I said that number?
It's a lot.
Hashimoto's.
Hashimoto.
Completely blank. 1-800-5-GEEK-IT.
There it is. Give us a call and tell us those quirky things you do, and then follow it up by asking us, does that make me crazy? You know?
Yeah.
We want to know. We want to put you in the Hall of Fame. By the way, part-time Justin is going to go find some Crocs, the Post Malone Crocs for everybody.
Really?
And speaking of those, from the text, hey guys, I just want to let you know my husband got a pair of camo Crocs as a wedding gift. And since you guys are doing Does That Make Me Crazy, I wanted to let you know that every time he wears them, he shouts, Croc on! Does that make him crazy?
No, it makes him cute.
No, it makes him a fun guy.
I like that.
I like that dude right there. From the text as well, Chris wrote us and said, my boyfriend of almost 5 years proposed to me in Disney World last week at the Beast Castle. And it wasn't in a great spot for pictures, so I made him reenact the proposal in a better spot for better pictures. Does that make me crazy?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And you're only going to get crazier as the wedding planning gets going.
Did you see the one, speaking of the proposal, the guy proposed to the girl but didn't want to tip her off by saying, get your nails done? So she was so upset that her nails weren't done that her friend that had a really good manicure...
It was her cousin,
got down underneath the picture and held up her hand with the ring.
Right, yeah, I saw that.
That was funny.
That's what family's for, right?
But that's the smart guy. He's like, I don't want to tip her off. Yeah. So her nails weren't done.
Friends are supposed to do this. This is what we do for each other. Come get I need to get my nails done. Will you please come with me and hang out?
He didn't trust the friends.
Every time I had a friend I thought was going to get engaged going on an out-of-town trip with her boyfriend, I was like, let's go get a manicure together. I got so many manicures with no engagements for them or for me.
I mean, I paid for a few of my day and didn't issue the ring, so I had no idea a girl made me thinking that.
You gave them the high hopes, though.
I mean, it's like the one thing you want to look good. I love good looking nails,
but it actually looked great. The picture looked like it was her hand.
It looked just like it was her hand.
Yeah. What's up, Samantha?
Oh my goodness. Hi guys.
Hi, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy. Let's see, what's yours?
Okay, so a lot of people like the way puppy breath smells. Mm-hmm. I think it's disgusting, but I love cat's breath. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Puppy breath is like coffee, like little coffee.
No.
Puppy breath is gross.
It is. I agree. Everyone loves it.
Puppy breath.
I don't love it.
Grown dog breath.
But I love cat's breath.
Grown dog breath is just random.
Wheezy's breath could almost kill someone.
Oh, I thought yesterday
there's something dead inside.
I thought somebody tooted in my house. Like it was having a bad reaction to some food. It was just Dex yawning.
Oh, that's bad.
And all kinds of funky stuff.
Always have to like apologize to people. I'm like, rescue breath. That's what I call it.
Yeah, Samantha, you're a little crazy.
Nah.
The cat breath.
A little bit.
You're a little fishy.
You got a split decision here.
Kelly Raspberry says I'm not crazy, so we're going to go with
That's right, you're not.
There you go.
Kelly's got broken cashew toe, so she's not thinking today.
I don't know what's wrong with my toe, man.
She don't know what she's doing. Cat breath always smells like fish, right? It's just always fishy.
No, it's not.
I've never smelled a cat's breath.
I love kissing puppy belly, but then you got to be careful.
Well, I like puppy belly.
You're real close to the, know.
And my dog is packing. I'm serious. That dog.
What's he packing?
Larry?
Really?
Larry. Oh, very blessed.
Larry's black, yeah.
Really?
Oh, whatever, Al.
But I love his little belly. I just want to get down and kiss his belly. I'm like, oops.
Oh my God.
Larry's going to call the popo.
Are you guys going to unpack Larry?
What?
Did he get his the snip yet?
No, he's been sniffed.
He's still packing?
Yeah.
I thought sometimes that doesn't let them get to their full potential. You know,
man, I don't know. I don't know the...
All right.
The science behind that.
Right. From the text as well.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm texting and driving, which I know is a horrible habit, guys, don't tell me.
Come on, dude.
And I swerve or something, and there's a car coming to pass me, I put my phone down and I pretend that I'm crying so they feel sorry for me instead of mad at me. Does that make me crazy?
Dude, you're gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, just stop doing
it. It makes you crazy that you're texting and driving.
Just stop doing that.
Yeah, don't do that. But good move with crying so people don't flip you off and stuff. But don't text and drive. Stop
the phone in the back seat or something.
Yeah, come on.
Glove compartment, anything. No,
they didn't text in for us to fuss at.
I know. Okay, they even said it.
You're right.
Why do I smell? I smell the thing that goes in the toilet right now.
Oh, I just put some lotion on it. I hope that's not what
it
my
smells like. The urinal thing.
Like a cake?
Here. Yeah, like the cake.
Smell that and see if that's... Well, that's not
that's what I smell. Yeah, that's it. You smell like a urinal, Al.
Don't.
No, that's good.
It's a good smell. I like that smell. It makes me happy.
I do not want anyone to ever say I smell like a urinal.
It's wild.
Does that make me crazy?
It's argan oil.
Yeah. I gotta cancel out that scent. I'm gonna put something on over here. I'll see your urinal and I'll raise it to shower.
This is not urinal. I do not have urinal hands.
What's up, Jacob?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right, man. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
All right. I could be just sitting down on the couch, relaxing, and I just think, oh, a cramp sounds good right now. So I will flex my toes to bring on a foot cramp.
Oh, a cramp.
Take it.
Ooh.
Yeah, you like cramps?
That can be crazy.
Yes.
I hate those foot cramps.
Oh, yeah,
the foot cramps are the worst.
I like crawl to the fridge for pickled juice.
Oh, the calf ones.
Oh, I hate that.
I hate it.
You like all sorts of cramps, even the calf ones?
No, just the foot cramps. The other ones, no.
Yeah, you come be a girl for a month and tell me you love cramps.
Yeah.
That's exactly what my wife tells me.
Yeah, you can take some of these.
He's just trying to feel what his wife feels. That's a good husband right there. Have you ever gotten an ab cramp? Like one of your abdominal muscles cramps up?
No.
It is the worst.
Ow. Nah.
Working that much.
Oh, man. Those are the worst. It is.
That sounds bad.
It is bad.
My toe was doing it the other day.
Just cramping up?
Yeah.
Your toe?
It was just straightening out. I didn't like it at all. It didn't feel good.
A little excited.
You call that toe Larry?
Well...
Hi, Addy.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
What's wrong?
I'm good.
Okay.
She's good.
You crazy?
Yeah, okay. So when I'm in high school, right? So sometimes I'll catch myself in class, like, not paying attention at all, and I can play actual levels of Candy Crush in my head. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can also watch movies in my head, too.
Wow. Oh,
what's your favorite movie to watch while you're in class?
Tangled by far.
Tangled. Yeah, that's a good one. And you remember all the lines and everything?
Literally scene by scene, I can watch it in my head.
Wow. I haven't seen that one.
You ever ask anybody to come over and watch a movie in your head and just chill?
No. My friends think I'm so crazy for this.
Yeah, that's cool, though, Addy. I think that's dope.
What are you thinking about? I'm watching a movie.
Yeah, right?
That's good.
I usually play Candy Crush more than I watch movies.
What level are you on in your head?
Like 700 something.
Wow. What level did you get to, Kelly, when you were addicted to it?
I don't. Honestly, it's been so long, I don't remember.
Were you up there in the 7s?
It's been in rehab. No. We can't talk about it.
I didn't get that
high. Dangerous.
I can't bring that up to Kelly. I'm sorry, Kelly. Addy, you keep doing that thing. That was pretty funny.
The thing is, it never ends. There's no end in sight.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a constant frustration.
And you got to buy the little gems and
then
stuff.
You get so frustrated that you're like, I'm willing to pay that 99 cents to get that whatever you need to get over that hump. And then before the... It's just... I don't know. I was crazy.
Addy, you still there?
Yes.
Do you ever do any in-app purchases in your head as well?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm broke in my head too, I guess.
It's National App Day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Enjoy your favorite app today.
Don't start Candy Crush if you haven't.
Or be like Addy, play it in your head.
Play in your head, yeah.
Much better. Hi, Taryn.
Hello. Good. How are you guys?
Doing excellent. Let's see if you're crazy or not. And I think most of us will think you are.
I have a phobia of chocolate. Like, if it touches me, I am bawling, crying like my toe just got cut off. Like, I'm crying.
Why do you think that is?
When I was little, my twin sister put M&M's in my Skittle bag, and I got really sick. And ever since then, I think I was like 5 or so, I do not touch it. I don't like it. I don't like the smell of it. It's bad.
M&M's in your Skittle bag? How many did you eat?
I ate like 1 or 2. I didn't pay attention to the M or the S.
Oh, so you only ate two and it made you sick. Yeah,
but your brain is processing it Skittles, but it's not. Right. It's like that time the kid grabbed what he thought was a Coke, but it was tomato juice. And he chugged it and ended up vomiting because his brain wasn't processing it. That's what happened to you.
Because you thought the Skittles had gone bad.
Yes.
But you're not allergic.
No, I'm not allergic. I just do not like it. It's like a phobia, and everybody thinks I'm crazy. So do you guys think I'm crazy?
Yeah, but now that you told me
why. I get your association.
Yeah, I kind of get it.
Yeah, do you want to break that craziness?
We can slowly reintroduce chocolate into your diet.
Yeah. Are you scared when you see chocolate commercials?
No, I'm not that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just if it touches you.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Yeah, I don't like it to touch me.
Wow, that's a serious prank gone wrong.
So you do not drink hot chocolate?
No, not at all. I don't even like the smell of it.
Wow.
What about Nutella, a close relative?
Nope, that's a negative.
No!
Wow.
That
girl.
Is crazy.
You all keep right. living your life.
Yeah, you do you.
You're doing all right.
Taryn, yeah, you do you, but you're a little crazy. But understandable. Ooh. It's not your fault. Yeah.
Is it? What about mole?
Mole?
Isn't that true? What about mole?
Yeah, it does have some chocolate in it. Can you eat mole?
No, I don't eat that either.
Okay. All right, I thought we were going to get you on the mole.
You know what? My family hates me because I don't like mole.
Don't like mole either.
I don't like the. It's I like the green mole. Smoke,
too dark and smoky.
I can do the green mole, but I can't do the dark mole.
Yeah.
Just weird for me. I'm probably like Taryn.
A little bit.
It tastes like chocolate sauce on a burrito. I can't wrap my head around it.
Hold on one second. Miranda. Miranda, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Miranda. All right. What do you do that's a little bit crazy?
Every time I'm driving and I go through a green light, I have to say green means go.
Just a reminder.
Green go.
Yeah, like where I live, people just do not pay attention. So I've almost got hit a couple times. So like I have to say green means go. And like I'm watching around me and everything.
Yeah, green means go.
So you're kind of saying it to other people, too.
Yeah, but letting herself know so she feels validated that she's not doing the wrong thing.
You still need to look, so you're just being safe.
Right, that's all she's doing. Yeah, you're a little crazy, Miranda, but safe, crazy. We need you out on the roads.
Yeah.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. All right, what's your crazy?
Okay, so I love pulling out the hair from the drain in the shower.
Oh,
you like doing it? That?
The longer, the better. Ugh. And I get so upset when my husband pulls it out, and I'm like, hey, whoa.
Oh.
That's my thing to do. Don't be taking it out.
No, that's mine. That's
I got
job.
A couple drains with long hair. You can come over and do mine.
Yeah, you would love Jenna's
house. You would love mine.
I finally bought the thing because I got tired of, you pay a plumber like $200 to come over to do that. I was like, I've got to suck this up and do it myself. Yes. I went and bought one of those snake things.
I actually don't.
I'm thinking about it. Makes me want to vomit. But I do it because I'm cheap.
I know.
I'm really, I have a lot of long loose hair. I hate unattached hair.
I'm with Jessica.
It's not attached to something.
Yeah.
Have you ever snaked your own drain?
I love snaking the drain.
Yes, it's awful.
Say that.
All the time. It's terrible.
Oh, I love doing that.
Uh-uh.
It's so crazy what can come out of there.
Don't talk about it.
I don't
all right.
Like it.
Thank you, Jessica.
No,
you're crazy.
About that. Oh.
You're crazy.
You can't
crazy
talk about girl. That.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. Let's open up another Christmas gift.
All right.
Christmas tree's looking right behind me. Looking nice.
Yeah.
Still have a bunch of presents under there. Yep. And now we bring you in. Hi, Jeanette.
Are you serious right now?
I am dead serious. Yeah. Congratulations. You're caller number 14.
Oh, my goodness. This is amazing. I cannot believe it. I dialed like 7 or 8 times. I was like, I'm going to do one more and just see.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice because I have a text here that says they called 43 times and never got in.
Wow.
So look at you with nine times a charm.
You took their spot.
Yeah. What are you up to right now, Jeanette?
I just dropped the kids off from school, and I was going to go pick up breakfast at Chick-fil-A.
Nice.
Nice. Ooh, yum. Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Sounds delicious. All right, so the kids are away at school.
Yeah.
Are you going to get something for them, or are you getting something for yourself from under the kidneys for Christmas?
No. I'm getting something for my husband, actually.
What did you decide to pick?
I am picking the Samsung television.
All right. Welcome to the TV club.
There you go.
That Samsung TV.
That is a 55-inch class curved 4K premium UHD smart TV.
Awesome.
I don't know what any of those things mean, but I know it's pretty cool.
I don't either.
It's got a curve on it.
Yeah.
And it's a real pretty picture.
The curve and the 4K are the only things I understood. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, sports look really good.
Yeah. Looks really
That's
nice.
That's so awesome. Well, he told me not to buy him anything for Christmas because we have a lot of bills and stuff. So this is technically not buying him anything.
You're right. Yeah, you didn't buy him anything.
Awesome.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
exactly.
Jeanette.
Well, you enjoy, thank you.
You enjoy that TV. You guys watch a ton of movies on that thing, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, hold on. First, we'll get you all set up. We had a lot of people that wanted that TV. Good news is we have two of each.
Two of them.
Yeah, so there's going to be another chance for you to win it. We play and have you call in tomorrow again at 7:20 and 8:20 Central, and then again on Thursday and on Friday. We're doing it.
Want to donate yours to the cause?
Huh?
You just won one, right?
Man, it took me forever to get it all strapped in my truck yesterday by myself.
You need to call in on First World Problems,
yeah,
buddy.
I thought I could do it by myself, and I wanted to be a man about it, so when people were offering their help, I was like, nah, I'm good.
You did leave it standing up?
Standing up, yeah.
Okay.
I used my straps that I bought.
What took so dang long?
I was trying to figure out how to get the straps in, because you had to do it as a little thing. I don't know how to speak, man.
So. That's all right, Jason. You're trying. That's all right.
But I got it working, and it didn't move one bit. I was staring at it the whole time I was driving home.
It's kind of freaky, right?
When
your TV standing up in the back of your truck, you think it's going
to
fall over.
The whole time I'm going, surely I didn't do this right.
Yeah, it feels so weird to keep it.
Yeah,
upright.
It just feels weird that I did something that was deemed slightly manly.
Right. Well, good for you, dog.
Nothing went wrong on there.
Happy to hear it.
Thank you, Al. So, yeah, TV's at the house. We got it all set up. We have a place
for it.
Where's
the one from last year?
That from 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That's in my bedroom.
Got it.
That's the bedroom TV.
Cool. Good for you.
Yeah.
We're all very happy for you.
Thanks, Kevin.
All.
Everybody is?
We're all very happy for you.
Speaking of presents, why don't we do a little bit of this and help you out, Kid Nation? We went on the internet and found them.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
How about this? A vintage skull spittoon.
Ew.
Yeah.
To spit dip?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to use those plastic cups or styrofoam and ruin the environment? No.
You used to sell those at Go West.
That's right, you did. It even says skull on it.
Is it used?
What's a used spit cup?
I have a neat vintage skull spittoon. I will take $10, or I will trade for vintage fishing items like reels or lures. Thanks. That's from Preston right there.
Seriously, I'm not joking. We used to sell those at Go West in the Florence Mall.
And because we love you so much, Kid Nation, we're going to buy two of them and put them under our Kid Nation Christmas tree.
Do these fit in the cup holders in the cup?
Oh, no.
No, they don't. Okay.
Oh, my God. You don't want to confuse and put it. Oh, no.
Well, when it's a spittoon, you're going to know that it's doesn't look like something you would drink out of it. It has a little rim on it just in case you don't get it in there.
Oh, it's happened.
This is the second time
I know
today's
show.
Happened too. I'm about to throw up. Let's move on.
And people dip.
Right. Nothing like learning the guy you've been going out with dip since when you get some in your mouth.
Oh, no. Did that happen?
No.
That has happened to me, yes.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Dang, Jenna.
Like, why do I have dip in my mouth?
You know what you do? No. You pick the winner.
That's what you do. Really, really hot.
Yeah, of course he is. All right, continue. Big Al, what you got?
How about this? Free blown-up balloons for kids' party. We've blown up a bunch of balloons a while back and put them together, but we're done using them.
Okay.
They're going to go flat.
And I thought that, you know, it might be nice for a child's birthday party decorations. They're getting smaller, and some are very deflated. But if you just want something to put out front to make it easy for people to find your party place, these would probably work well.
Wow.
It's still a lot of balloons, so you might need a truck or other large vehicle to pick them up.
We got it.
You know. Pick up these balloons. They're already blowed up.
Blowed up.
They're blowed up.
It's recycling, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Better than that. I'd rather pop them. It's more fun to pop them.
Right.
But if you're blessing another family, why not do that, right?
Yeah.
Let's keep it going, though.
Yes.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Speaking of blessings.
Yes, Kelly.
You might think this won't be a great Christmas gift, but I'll tell you what's in my daddy's foyer right now.
What?
A church pew.
A pew-pew.
A church pew.
A church pew.
He has a pew?
Yes, he does.
Foyer.
In the foyer of my daddy's home, because the old church back in South Carolina, when they were going to remodel and they were getting rid of all the pews, daddy said, give me one of them pews.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you have a passion for pews like my father, or maybe you're starting your own congregation, you need some place for these people to sit. free church pews.
Wow.
Free pew?
Similar to the ones in the picture.
Wow, blood
now,
red,
what
huh?
does that mean when they're just similar?
Well, he probably...
That's the best image he could find of them.
Yeah.
Wear and tear?
The seller
says these do need to be reassembled, but it's seating for 90. So if you're starting a small church, Al, maybe extra seating in the bar.
I was just thinking, I have a couple of couches, the small
good
couches
condition.
That I need to replace. Yeah, I might get a church pew.
Now, you can't put a church pew in a bar, right?
Sure you can.
You can?
All right. Dude, they make... sometimes they'll close down a church and make it into a bar.
And these are free.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool.
We can get them for the Kelly Church we're starting.
Beating
for
nine.
That's right. Praise Kelly Raspberry.
Don't praise me.
Well, praise the
Lord.
Well, praise the Lord, too, but it's going to be your church.
Church of Rags.
Just when you thought about giving up, something inside.
I knew our hands always go up.
It's time to get up. Don't let the problems of life get you down.
No way.
Because I know a way you can turn it around.
Turn it around, God.
Part of my family, you are part of my tribe.
Sing
you have a reason to live. This is your moment to shine. Kid Nation, wake up, rise up, shout out with one voice. We will never give up. Cause when the darkness surrounds you and you're lost in the night, we'll be here waiting for you in the morning light. Kid Nation, wake up.
Now, did this make the Christmas reel?
It did.
Of course it
you
did.
Don't remember.
Oh, my.
You were drunk.
I need to watch that.
You need to go to the party all over again. I can't remember.
Continue. Kelly got it back.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
You got the title back right there on that.
Small cage for whatever. $10. I'm a senior citizen who recently lost his wife, in quotes. Who had a lot of nice items that I no longer have a need for. I'm getting ready to move on myself.
More
so
clothes, huh?
I have a lot of items I no longer use.
How do you lose your wife, quote, unquote?
Well,
she died.
She passed.
And well, he's getting ready to move on, as in he's getting ready to move on. He's also getting ready to kick it.
I don't know. This is thumbs up here.
So this is the equivalent to a pre-estate sale. This is a small cage for trapping, carrying, or whatever you can use it for. It's about 13 inches tall, 10 inches wide, has a handle in the center. $10.
I catch a little raccoon.
$10 for the cage?
A possum or a raccoon in there.
Hey.
$10.
Okay. And I love his appreciation for the quotes.
Yeah.
No, I'm mad at those.
You know, he's getting ready. He's just like, I'm ready to move. My wife's gone. I'm ready to move on. $10 for this cage.
Got anything else, Stacey?
Oh, I got something for you. It's winter time.
Uh-huh.
So everybody's getting all pasty.
Gross.
How would you like a tanning booth?
Oh.
Yeah.
Spray tan?
Uh-huh. Or no, it's not. Good condition.
Baking?
Must sell because of health. Turns out the doctor was right.
Oh, my God.
See to appreciate.
Turns out the doctor.
You are literally lying on light bulbs.
Yeah, it's a tanning booth.
Man, I miss those days.
How are you supposed to get tan?
Turned out the doctor.
If I'm not giving myself a little UV light.
Turns out the doctor was right.
I don't want anybody to say that to me. Turns out the doctor was right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to buy something if it says turns out the doctor's right, and I might be heading down the same route you're.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cool. You got something out?
Yep. Authentic lizard cowboy boots.
Lizard?
You love it when it says condition excellent. Great gift for your cowboy. Lightly used pair of beautiful lizard skin boots.
Mm-hmm.
No longer available. No longer able to wear these type of shoes because that growth on the foot.
Goes well with that skull spittoon.
Right?
Yeah.
They are size 10, only asking $35. Paid over $200. Call Bubba.
$200 for lizard boots?
Yeah.
Or maybe some snake boots. But
hey, they look pretty good.
Lizard boots. I can just pick them outside my house.
Yeah, they look pretty good. And he says excellent condition.
Sure. What you got, Kelly?
Did you decorate your yard for Christmas?
We do the light that shines on the...
Oh, you need to do more than that, JC.
Okay.
You need...
And we have a penguin.
Yard art.
Okay.
You have a what?
A penguin, a blow-up penguin.
This would go perfect with that.
Uh-huh.
This is 9 pieces of old, hard plastic yard decor.
Oh.
But for Christmas. They have four soldiers with blue eyes. They're 32 inches high. Two of the soldiers have black eyes, and they're a couple inches shorter.
Oh, they're going to fight.
Forget it,
but Rowdy two one. Candles, 40 inches high. One Pooh Bear.
That's not a Pooh Bear.
It's a little mustard-colored bear, but it's 18 inches high. Now, there's no cord and no light for any of them, so you don't have to worry about any electricity. It's just for the fun and the whimsy of decorating your yard for Christmas.
I'm into that knockoff Pooh Bear right there.
Some scratching and some spotting where the paint came off. Otherwise, Jack is willing to sell you all that for $40.
Thanks, Jack. Do you want any of those gifts we mentioned? Well, head on over to Craigslist.com and go grab them right now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.